Hello there, folks. Well, I thought I would just do a sort of basic and stripped down video on the situation on the Greek-Turkey border. This is an ongoing situation, and as of recording this, it seems to be escalating. And I thought before we dig into it a little bit and some thoughts on it, let's just have a look at where we are. So the European Union was paying Erdogan and Turkey in the region of 6 billion euros to house and hold migrants, and officially that was they were from the war in Syria. In actual fact, and you can see it on the photographs, that ethnically you'll see all kinds of people there, just from all over the place, from Afghanistan, from Africa, all over Iraq. And there'll be some Syrians in there as well, but as I've just seen, the Greek authorities are saying the ones that have actually managed to slip through and been picked up, the Syrians are a minority of the people they're actually getting a hold of. And so the first thing is here that I just think it's a fascinating thing that the European Union was doing that in the first place. And for the money that was paid to Turkey to house all of these people, to keep them there, they could have built this a gigantic wall. You could have had drones. Essentially, you could have had a huge barrier. The seas could have been patrolled. Maybe it would have been a little bit extra money, but in other words, it just wouldn't have been our problem, because the European Union's ended up being blackmailed and then here now ripped off. And the reason I think that they didn't do that is because of the optics of it. And this is so the first thing here is, if you imagine what that would have looked like on in Europe, to have like a gigantic wall, perhaps with gun turrets on the top, it would have been militarized, and it would have been, and then on the other side of it, you would have had this sea, the masses of the world kind of rubbing up against the wall. And I think that the problem that we have is that in Europe we have a huge amount, percentage of the European population, the modern European population, who are kind of childlike, and they will be sort of liberal, politically correct leftists. And my view is that the European Union knew that. And they decided that the best way to go forward was to have was essentially to get the miseries, to get some of the harsh realities of the world, and then just pay Turkey to get them out of the sight and the mind of Guardian readers and liberals. And it is the North as well. It is Germany and Britain and Holland and Sweden and places like that. These are the places that moan the loudest when they see that it would be in a direct case of having just no-go zone, a huge wall and defences, which would be there explicitly to say you are no longer allowed in Europe. And so what I think's happened is that they've understood that we have these sort of adult children in Europe with these airy-fairy, naive and stupid opinions, and what they have done is push it back over into into Turkey. And so then these nasty, uncomfortable truths about the world, these liberal, childlike Europeans just didn't have to think about them, out of sight and out of mind, and then they went away. And then what's happened is, the second thing is that Erdogan's caught the European elite and the Western press by surprise, by just throwing open the borders, throwing open the gates. And then, as you can see on some of the footage, busing the all of these migrants straight to the Greek border. And this is where I think it was very interesting, because what we have seen is that the Greeks, and increasingly with more support from across Europe, the Slovenians are sending people there, I think the Czechs are, probably the Hungarians are, to help the Greeks out. And then the European Union itself has said that they're going to back the Greeks. I think they're sending in the region of 350 million euros, and they're going to send these Frontex people down there. And this is interesting because back in 2015, of course, it was the polar opposite. Back in 2015, there wasn't anywhere near the populist movement that we have now. And you'll remember that the image that went around, and back in 2015, they didn't fall behind on getting the narrative right. Today, and what's happening with Greece, they've been caught off guard, and so they didn't get to sort of formulate a narrative which was about, in 2015, it focused almost entirely on the small boy that drowned, the Syrian boy. I think he actually was Syrian as well, but I think his father was bringing him to Europe to go to the dentist or something like that. But okay, whatever. In that case, that was a powerful image that left the right and populists and nationalists on the back foot. And what I've seen play out over the last week or so is the opposite, because the elites and the Western media didn't know that Erdogan was going to do this. And so it was like all of the images of the reality of what's coming, of the reality of these masses of not very pleasant men. And as always, they're almost entirely men. So this is another thing. And it's interesting that because of the internet, because of social media, once again, the elites and the mass media in the West, particularly in the north of Europe, were caught on the back foot. And by the time they tried to half-heartedly pump out a counter narrative, it was too late, because the image of all of these quite aggressive, unpleasant men literally at the gates of Europe, like literally standing at the border of Europe, demanding to be let in. This is the this became the narrative, and they did kind of half-heartedly try to pump out these scenes, and that fell flat as well. And so you got this sort of people splashing around in water, pretending to drown. There was an image of somebody holding a kid's face in smoke above a fire so that they could get the tears. There's these ridiculous pictures of like a woman screaming on the beach, and she's surrounded by photographers from Germany and probably Britain, so that then they could then what you see is that they're desperately trying to get the narrative that this is a humanitarian crisis, just like they did in 2015, but it hasn't worked. It hasn't worked at all, and the general sentiment seems to be we've got to help the Greeks, and this is a positive good because they didn't get to craft the right narrative in time. And so there's been this very half-hearted response by the usual suspects. You browse a paper by The Guardian, there's not much in. There's not much in there at all. And it's because they're too late to the game. I mean, no wonder they're so desperate to have more censorship on the internet. But what I did see is that when they were trying to, because essentially all of these images and the stories came from a populist angle, and it was all over the internet making these men like which is a reality that you've got a 30,000 fighting age men bashing at the border, demanding to be letting in. And then the Western media, even they were basically just copying and pasting Turkish headlines, and they were saying according to Turkish sources. So just imagine that as a situation, because Greece is European. Greece is in Europe. The Greek people are European, and they're holding the line against this mass of people come demanding to be in, bashing at the doors to be letting them in. And the Western media are saying, and Turkey is the aggressor. Turkey is being aggressive in this way. I mean, some people are saying this could break out in a military conflict. So and yet the sort of the Western media are so desperate to try and make Greece look bad so that they can carry on this humanitarian 2015 style narrative, that they're actually using the propaganda of the people who are attacking Europe, directly attacking Europe. The latest news is that the Turks have sent 1,000 heavily armed special force units to hold the line, to stop all of these 30,000 as it is. The numbers are going up all the time. And now what they've done is, so they spent the first part of the week basically saying that the Greeks were barbaric and that they were shooting people, people were drowning. They're making where are your supposed liberal values and all of this? So calling out Greece in particular, but Europe in general, saying that you're all a fraud and yous are horrible people. And then they're now going to say, well, we've let them through, so now the Turk borders are going to close, and they're sending reinforcement, armed guards, to make sure that the poor little refugees can't possibly turn around and go back. And the treatment that they will give them will be a lot worse than what they're getting at Greece. So we've got this situation where you have these tens of thousands of people trapped in no man's land. Where it's how this is going to end, I don't know. But what we will see, so it's like a war of nerves. Who's going to back down? Well, the fact is, it's quite a very ugly situation, and it's going to be important to back the Greeks up. Will it be that eventually that the backstab comes from the European Union, from the elites? Or because, to be honest, I don't believe that the Turks are going to back down, because I don't believe they just don't care about these humanitarian ideals. And as I say, the Western media are actually using the narratives of the Turks against the Greek people. And this is the thing that people have to get out there, because it's a good chance to expose. There's a lot of cracks in the system, and you can see that there's populist support across Europe as well behind the Greek people. And the fact that the Western media are coming out and saying, well, according to the Turkish Minister of Defence or whatever, the Greeks have done this or that to these migrants, they're using the propaganda of the country outside of Europe, who is be in a busy in an act of aggression against the European people in a European nation. That's how low the Western media actually are, and it's a wonderful time to expose them and show people up for how bad they are. And I'm in a way, it's I'll just end it on a note where I was growing kind of tired of how stuck everything was in this cycle of where it was just nonsense, really. And what I see when I look on the border, and the Greeks standing there and saying, "No, no more. We've had enough. We've had enough. No more getting in. We can't cope with it anymore." While they're hoping they don't get a stab in the back from the European establishment, which, as far as I'm aware, hasn't actually materialised yet, because of the fact they know they didn't get the narrative out on time. I'm really interested to see how this plays out, because I think it's like r something real is happening again. You can see the soldiers, you can see something real and tangible, which is beyond this sort of 4D chess nonsense that keeps everybody occupied all of the time. And this is why I've become fascinated with this situation, and I'll be interested to see how it plays out in the future. But got to get behind Greece. Thanks for listening, folks, and I'll catch you later.